President Bush and Russian President Vladimir Putin Thursday discussed efforts to end North Korea's nuclear weapons program. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer says President Bush and President Putin both agreed on the importance of working together to get a nuclear weapons-free Korean peninsula. Mr. Fleischer says North Korea's decision to restart its main nuclear reactor is troublesome behavior that he says further isolates Pyongyang. The Bush administration says North Korea could use the facility to help build nuclear weapons. North Korea says its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes only, and the reactor was restarted to generate badly needed electricity. Japan and South Korea are urging President Bush not to overreact to the latest North Korean move. China and Russia Thursday issued a joint statement urging Washington to open direct talks with Pyongyang, saying constructive dialogue could go a long way toward resolving the dispute. White House National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice says the Bush administration will not agree to one-on-one talks because that would reward what she calls North Korea's hopes of blackmailing Washington into paying off Pyongyang to destroy its weapons.
The North Koreans would like nothing better than to have the United States and to have to come to the North Koreans and to do this in a bilateral fashion, to make this a crisis between the United States and North Korea. That would achieve the goal that Kim Jong-il has of being rewarded for the blackmail in which he is now engaging.
In an interview with VOA this week, Ms. Rice said the Bush administration believes the best approach is still a common effort with Russia, China, Japan, and South Korea because, she says, all the world has a great deal at stake.
They have not just a tremendous responsibility to deal with this, but a tremendous interest in doing so, because a nuclear free Korean Peninsula is in the interest of everyone. It is not just the responsibility of the United States to make certain that the Korean Peninsula is nuclear free.
North Korea says the Bush administration's interest in diplomacy is a smokescreen meant to entice Pyongyang to drop its guard while Washington readies an invasion. U.S. defense officials deny they have any plans to attack, but say they are considering reinforcing U.S. troops in the Pacific as a warning to North Korea. Scott Stearns, VOA News, at the White House.